And they seemed like really genuinely, like a nice team.
Really nice people, yeah.
Yeah, like they were kind of like poking fun at each other a little bit. And like they were making the dough and I did some little dumb thing where I'm like, yeah, yeah, make that dough. Like dancing and just like, they seemed really excited to have somebody back there that was like hyped. So then they were hyped.
Yeah.
Like it was just such a good crew. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. We are here fresh from the Ren Fair. We are stinky. We are sweaty. But that's okay, because you can't smell us. Can you? I hope not. This episode is not scratch and sniff, all right? But joining me today was my comrade for the Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Irwindale. He doubled as my tripod. He doubled as my security guard, and also was a pretty funny guy.
Hey,
so, Adam Lampedestro is joining us.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing? Are you good?
I have fully recovered because we got home pretty late last night. You dropped me off after we got McDonald's. You were like, bye, I gotta go. Yeet, goes to your job at like, what, 4? You had to get up at 4 today?
4 a.m., yeah.
But I, on the other hand, got to sleep in, so sorry. And I feel refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. I showered last night and this morning. Like, I feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I just thought, like, initially our plan was to film a Delulu, just like in general. I wanted you to come back and talk about acting some more. But I thought, like, we should talk about the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
We should do a Ren Fair recap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good day yesterday.
Like, I was on Twitch. If you don't know, I game on Twitch, Dare Bear Live. And I was telling them all that, like, we have peaked Ren Fair. Like, we literally had, like, the most spectacular day. At least for me. It felt like the most spectacular day at fair. And I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to top it. So I just wanted to, like, reminisce.
Yeah, it didn't suck. It was a good day yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, where do you want to start? We start with...
Oh, we got to stop from the top. Yeah. So let's talk about the Ren Fair. We have gone many, many years. You've gone to this Ren Fair actually longer than we've been friends.
That's true, I think, actually. Yeah.
Like, you've been there many and multiple times,
yeah.
But you usually only go like once or twice a season, right? Was that kind of your...
Correct, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, twice if I was lucky.
If you were lucky. Yeah. Oh, right. Because you have a job and
yeah.
a life and you're an actor. You know, you're busy.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah.
But for me, I used to go, well, I was introduced to this fair from one of our mutual friends that, oh my gosh, we have to have him on the show. His name is D-Rock. And
yeah.
he soft cosplays as Gandalf. I call it soft cosplaying because I don't know that he would consider himself a cosplayer.
Yeah, because it's not like he's trying to embody the character necessarily, but he's definitely known as, like, the SoCal Gandalf at the Irwindale Fair for, like, the last 30 years.
I like the way you just said Irwindale.
Irwindale. You know what? I think we've established that I have not had enough to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Enough to sleep. See, I can't even make that sentence correct.
I won't pick on you then. Yeah, I'll just ignore any, like, weird
No, feel free. Jokes. If anything, it's free ammo. Go ahead.
But so, D-Rock was talking to me at the karaoke bar that I frequent and was like, oh my gosh, you would love the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. You should come. And I finally like caved about 3 years ago and I was like, okay, whatever. And of course, like we both grew up going to Renaissance fairs in our home state. I'm from Minnesota. So there was like a Minnesota Renaissance fair.
Yeah.
Adam from Wisconsin, which was
Bristol was the big one. Yeah.
Bristol.
Yeah,
yes.
Bristol.
So we've had experiences as kids going, but I had never gone as an adult. And I used to work at Medieval Times, so I am pretty familiar with the era and like the vibe of Renaissance fairs, but more at like dinner theater vibe. So I went 3 years ago and it was so cool. Like everybody there was so nice. I didn't realize D-Rock was like quite the celebrity at this fair. Him and our other good friend Ben Waters, who soft cosplays as Radagast. Is that how you say it?
It is Radagast, although I would consider Ben's cosplay of Radagast to be a little bit I guess harder, if we're using the term soft or hard cosplay, harder than D-Rock's, because when Ben is in costume, he is in character and he does not break character at all, like almost annoyingly. So I would say, if anything, Ben is like probably cosplaying truer than I ever have,
Oh,
if I'm
wow.
being honest. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him go full send, but I haven't
Yeah.
hung out with him all day enough to like see the choices he makes. So I might have to do that at some point.
Yeah.
But regardless, so they introduced me to the Arundel Pleasure Fair. It was so much fun that first year. And luckily, like I had a pretty decent following by the second year. So the fair had reached out and they were like, "Are you interested in the media pass?" So by the second fair in, we kind of got spoiled by them where they would give us a badge and we would get to walk around and film, and they would supply us essentially with like a security liaison that would make sure if we wanted to do interviews, they would talk to the vendor for us and like set them up for us. They would make sure we would follow like their guidelines for what they wanted presented of their brand. And initially, they weren't like as particular about things. They were pretty open about it. They're like, "Yeah, film whatever you want." They were really cool that first year. Second year, I think they like tightened up a little bit and were like, "Oh, we have now officially, here's an email with all of our rules." And which is fine because they're protecting their brand. They're doing what they want to do and how they want to be represented on someone else's channel. But after that second year, I kind of felt a little bit like, you know, I just want to go and have fun. It's kind of
Yeah.
making the fair seem like work when there are rules and things, and that's cool. But also, being lucky enough to get free tickets 2 years in a row to do media for them was amazing. But I think it was time to like let someone else who maybe can't afford tickets get that chance, you know, get that
Right.
opportunity. So this year, they had reached out and I just very politely was like, "You know what? Thank you so much. This has been wonderful, but I just want to go and enjoy the fair this year." And you and I have been insanely busy with acting. Like,
It's been a busy, yeah, for considering how dead everything is, we've both been very lucky to get a lot of auditions the last couple of weeks, yeah.
yeah, and not a lot of people are auditioning. Like, it's just right now, like you said, the season is kind of dead for acting, but we're constantly like, I would say I read for you like 5 out of 10 of your auditions. Like you'll come over here, I'll set up, and then I'll help you read if it makes sense for the role. But there are a lot of times where like you'll go to your acting coach, or you'll have like if it calls for a man, you know, and I don't really have man energy,
Yeah.
so like there's a lot of times like you're auditioning like way more than even I see, just because you are reading for different things.
Yeah.
I've had to have you help me multiple times with not only singing auditions, because like I don't know, sometimes I need a little like acting seasoning advice from you, like while I'm singing. And like we've just been like constantly busy, where it's the third week of fair and we haven't gone, which is
Yeah.
rare for us.
Yeah. It's especially, like we said, with everything being so slow in Hollywood right now, I will say that like the majority of my auditions lately have been voiceovers, which has been a very nice change of pace, I suppose. But I don't have the booking percentage with voiceover that I do with television, so I'm not super stoked about that. But yeah, typically if I'm not shooting them at home, I like to go to my old manager's place, who was a really popular casting director, because he knows what they want to see. So it's been nice to at least be able to still pay him for sessions and get that nice little professional touch when I'm lucky enough to get auditions at a time when nobody is, you know?
Yeah, this is not the season to be asking actors how auditioning's going, because there's just not a lot. But we actually got reached out to, well, I mean, I did, from one of the bands. There's actually like two bands that I've constantly hired for like my birthday party. I don't if you guys have seen the videos of that. It's pretty epic. I just rent a Ren Faire band and throw them in my backyard or put them in a pub and make them sing. It's really great. They love it.
They do.
But the Poxy Boggards, the Bogfather, reached out and was like, "So like you coming this year or what's going on?" Because they know that like we're usually there. We're like front row singing and drinking and, you know, getting everybody all amped up, 'cause we love them. Like we truly do. We love their music. We love their vibe, their energy, and like the respect is so mutual, which is very hard to find in this industry. Like usually it's, you know, it can be a little stalkery or weird, but like we've built a rapport with this band. So he reached out and was like, "When are you coming?" And at that point, we weren't even available. Like we were just kind of like, "I don't know. We'll let you know." And then on social media, the Chimney Cake Stand reached out because they got a photo of us last year getting food from them. Mm. And they were like, are you coming back? And I was like, I maybe, I don't know if it makes sense. Why? And they were like, we would like to collab with you. We'll pay you. Come do a video on our chimney cakes and we'll pay you. And we instantly moved our entire weekend because we were like, paid? Rent fair? Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, it was just such a rare opportunity that a collaboration came my direction that really made sense. Like, there's a lot of times where, like, Shein has been in my emails being like, do we want to sponsor or do a collaboration? And it's just not what I believe in because it's you know, the landfill, they're contributing to it. It's not a very green or eco-friendly brand. And not to say that everything I do is that way, but I'm really trying to be careful about the sponsorships I take, which I'm very lucky for that. So I kind of looked at you and was like, so we have a free ticket for both of us and we're getting paid. You want to go on Saturday?
And it worked out really well, actually, that through a scheduling error and fluke at my day job that I was able to get that day off because I normally wouldn't be able to, but I had to cover for somebody the week prior while they were out of town. And basically the way they did the scheduling is they forgot that the week technically starts on a Sunday and not on a Monday. So when they had pulled me off the week before to cover for the extra day the next week, they couldn't really do that because then this week I would have ended up getting 6 days, you know, and basically a full day of overtime that they didn't want to pay. So when I was like, hey, what are the chances of me getting off for this day? They were like, actually, we messed up and we need you to take the day off. So like, it could not have been any more perfect, you know, because I didn't know when I was going to be able to go this season.
Yeah. I mean, neither did I. Like, it was just looking so insane. And so we were able to like stack those two opportunities and we drove there. We're kind of coming in a little bit later than we normally do because I was having issues with my like staff, my prop. I'll insert a photo here if you're watching on YouTube, but if you're listening on Spotify or Apple or Pandora, it's basically kind of like a walking stick staff, but not really. And I had covered it in moss and I put this little like lantern house hutch on the top of it and I put a little bench in it, put some Pikmin in it, and I was having a hard time getting the staff part to like sit into the hutch on the top, so it took a little bit to get it, which luckily you came over and helped me solidify it a little bit better than what I had
tried to tie it down with yarn that didn't really work at all. Yeah. I mean, we spent like 5 minutes on it and then we were like, okay, we're gonna
be late. Yeah. So we hopped in the car and we drove there and the drive was pretty busy. Like, trying to park the car was pretty rough, to be honest, because we had no idea at that point that the fair was sold out that day. It was like packed. But I'm going to plug the Patreon right here that if you are interested in our Renfair tips, we've actually like compiled a bunch of them and we're going to talk about it on this Patreon episode. So be sure to go subscribe on Patreon. It'll be on the $5 tier if you're interested. And we'll give you like our tips and tricks because we have done Renfair so many times that we have figured out like the hacks for almost like every part of like the shopping, the drinking there, the best shows. So go check it out on Patreon. We'll do an extended episode. It'll probably be about 15 minutes, but it'll be worth your dollar if you want some Renfair hacks.
Yeah. I think yesterday was the fluke though, where I had heard one person say it was the first time that they've sold out since COVID.
No way.
Yeah. And then somebody else was saying that it's the first time that they've ever hit capacity of the recreational area. So they like obviously let in more people than they were supposed to begin with, not just through the ticket sales, but they actually filled everything up. But we didn't know until the last minute that Renfair was having a surprise performance by Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably why it was so packed yesterday. That in conjunction with, you know, Easter being today and not a lot of people, I imagine, are probably going on Easter Sunday. So I think we just kind of hit that perfect storm of like, it was a nice day. Mm-hmm. There was a hidden musical guest that is huge right now. And that combined with Easter, you know, it was just, yeah, I've never had that much trouble getting into the parking lot, especially when we always go early.
Yeah. Just not to date the episode, but to date the episode, right now is Easter. So this will probably come out in like 2 weeks or so. So yeah, sorry to let you all know, but we do pre-record this. So, but so we get in, We go up, we get our tickets, like, no problem. Like, for some reason, I always have an issue at will call. Like, they can't figure out that my name is Dare. It's always this weird thing, but they were very chill about it. They were so helpful. And we got in, and it was just like herding cattle till we could get to the food court. Like, packed. People were bumping into my mushroom hat, stepping on my stat. Like, it was like very stressful at first. We were like, oh gosh, this is what happens when we run 30 minutes behind. Like,
yeah.
This is what it's like, not knowing that it was sold out and super busy. But then we get in, we get our food, things are going great. And we head straight to the chimney cake stand. And I didn't really know what to expect with collaborating with a booth there, but they were so wonderful.
So wonderful.
They like let us watch them like in front of our eyeballs making the cake, which like obviously anyone can do through the scrim, but they let us like come back there. They like explained everything to us and like taught us like, oh, this is how we do this. And obviously we didn't do it ourselves with our hands because, like, you know,
health department, right?
Yeah, health department, obviously. But like they really like made it special for us. They like showed us like how they wind it up on the like rod that they cook it over. They did this cool little fire thing that was awesome. They explained to us that like you can have a vegan option, you can have like a caramel, there's like an apple strudel version, a caramel dessert version, there's some sort of like sausage hot dog version,
hot dog.
Which was so good. Like they were just like, I don't know, I felt like they really cared and they really went out of their way to like not just treat it like, oh, you're just like another influencer coming here and filming stuff. They were so nice. They offered us water.
They let Dare go back and get a bunch of footage from within the booth, which I was not expecting that. I didn't think they were going to let us get like BTS access. And the inside of that thing is way bigger than what I had always thought just from being on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm. And they seemed like really genuinely like a nice team.
Really nice people. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they were kind of like poking fun at each other a little bit and like they were making the dough and I did some little dumb thing where I'm like, yeah, make that dough. Like dancing and just like, they seemed really excited to have somebody back there that was like hyped. So then they were hyped.
Yeah.
Like it was just such a good group. They were like excited, happy to have someone there, not bothered by us. Like not once did they seem like, ugh, could you get out of the way? They were like just so polite, which normally you would expect, but it felt so nice. It felt like they really cared. So they gave us two chimney dogs, or I had a chimney dog, and then you had a chimney dessert.
Yeah, I had, right away. Yeah, it was caramel with whipped cream. And that's the other thing too, is I think even though they have like the preset menu options, they'll also build you whatever you want if they have the ingredients for it. You can mix and match whatever you want as long as they have it. And they'll just figure out a price and charge you for it, you know?
Oh, interesting. Even when they're busy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at that. See, I learn something new every day. But we stopped by there. We got our chimney food so that we could go film some content for them, which I literally never got a photo or a video of it, like in its good, pure form, because we were so excited to eat it. It's the one piece that I kind of missed, but it's all good. So we ran over to the Rogues Reef because that's literally our favorite place to go. We ran into the Boggards that were there. They were camped out and like they were hugging us and saying hi. And like, I don't know, it was so nice because like there are times where I, you know, go back in my brain where it's like, we are fans of the band. We are here to, you know, here to see the band. We like the band. And like, I never expect them to do anything or like make us feel special. You know, like I just,
right,
I don't know, I get in my head that there's like this barrier where it's like, they're the band, we're the fans. But they always treat us so well. Like they were asking, like one of them was asking me how I am because he probably saw all my skin issues. It was like asking me about that. They were just like, it's just so nice. Like, it was such a good conversation. And that goes a long way when you're a fan of them, you know, or when you're a fan of anyone. When they ask you how you are, what's new, congrats on your award. You know, they were just, it was just so friendly and nice.
Well, I think, too, that, you know, obviously, like you said, you've hired them to come and play at your birthday party. So you've crossed a little bit more of a friendship barrier there just by getting to know them for hiring them.
Yeah.
But I also feel like last year after I dressed as Stork and after you dressed as one of the Merry Wives, it was going to go one of two ways. Either we were going to move into that next echelon where we're like, we're not just fans and maybe we're like getting to become friends with these people, or we're going to get banned because they think we're weird.
Yeah, they're going to think we're creepy.
It was one of the two. And so, hey, I guess we're friends.
And we were sleep deprived that time too. Like we had just come back from our friend's birthday party in Vegas, drove overnight, like 3 a.m., 4 to 5 to 6 to get in the Renfair parking lot, slept till like 10, put on our like cosplays of them and we're like, this sounds like a smart idea. And luckily they didn't think we were weird.
Yeah, they were all about it. Yeah. Like, luckily, the boggards are all about the bit like we are, so it's fine.
Yeah. They just, they ran with it, didn't find it weird. I think the wives actually spotted us first last year because they saw me matching Lady Darian. They saw me matching her. And they were like, whoa. It was so funny.
Did you just have to think of the name?
It took me a second.
The person that you were cosplaying when her name is very similar to yours? Is that? Darian was cosplaying Darian and you had to think about it?
It is similar, but very different.
Yeah.
It is different. It's like Darlene. People think my name is Darlene or Dave, you know? Okay. Like me. But anyways, remember, like, I am sleep deprived too. Right, I didn't get as much as, or less as you, but I got dirt in my face. Good, I feel it. You could hear it in my nose. So stuffed. But regardless, they said hi. We were just kind of like chatting. Then they had their show and we watched literally like three of the four of their shows. We watched, I think, all of the wives' shows because I thought the boggards didn't have another one, so that was my fault, and I was like, no, because I would have watched all of them. But we bounced in between like the Rogues Reef, watching them, and then the Chimney Cake Stand. We went up to them while they were peak busy, filmed them being busy, then they were like, do you want another? So they gave us more and they gave us water, which was really nice. And it was just like the perfect day in my mind of like what I want to do at fair.
And then you got handed like three or four fair favors right in a row, right at the end, as you were like trying to film content. It was just crazy how that many fair favors all happened all at once, you know?
I brought them to remind myself. Oh. Yeah. So on my staff, maybe not the purple dinosaur though, but I'm going to add all the fair favors that I get. So that way I have like a collection of them, which would be fun. But yeah, I have that as like a sub talking point that like, fair favors also made it really fun that people were just like running us fun little trinkets and we got to trade with them, which is so wholesome.
Yeah, you had a couple of your own to give out.
Yeah, if you ever go to fair, it's always fun to like bring a small kind of, I don't want to say like nothing object, but like a thing that doesn't cost you a lot of money.
A trinket.
You know? Like a fun, yeah, like this one's a bunny. It's an Easter bunny. Like, you know, a little trinket just to pass out and trade with people. It's fun. It's just like very like community oriented. I brought little mushroom beads. Oh, this is not one of them that I brought, but as an example, I was passing out little mushrooms. It's very fun. It's a bead, not actual mushrooms. Like, calm down. But yeah, that was really cool. And we were just kind of on this high of like, what an amazing day. We got to go and like play in the sun. It was really hot out, but it was just like nice weather, not cold. We sat in the front row a lot for our favorite bands. It was so cool. And on the walk out, well, one, we got paid for the Chimney Cake collab. And then, you know, we said thank you for the free tickets to get in from the boggards. But then on the walk out, we stopped by Kraken Whip, which is a booth that, like, I just happened to stumble upon, like, 2 years ago. And I bought one of their belts, which I'm actually wearing. And I wear it to, like, almost, I would, not every convention, but I wear it a lot with my cosplays because it's nice to, like, fit my phones and my wallet and everything in here. It's just very convenient and stylish. And then I bought a green one, I have a black one, and then I bought this like red scalloped kind of moment like I'm wearing right now. So I've been like a big fan of them. I will splurge on new gear every time I see something super cute and fun. And we just walked up and said hi to them. The two owners were there. They were so lovely. We just kind of like gabbed with them for a little bit and we got like a little bit of footage just for the fun of it. And then they were showing me this like new top that they had, the ruffled scalloped top, and they were like, oh my gosh, you have to try it on because it's the same color as like what you're wearing. And I was like, okay, I'll try it on, you know, I've had a little bit to drink, I'm just like, okay, you know. And then I like look in the mirror and I'm like, oh man, it's so good, it's so cute. And I was like, okay, like how much do you want for it? And then she just like looks me dead in my eyes and is like, you can keep it, like just have it, you just put it on and you walk out. And I'm like, what, like how nice. So, like, stupid nice, you know? Like I get it. I've bought a bunch of things from them. I bring a lot of my friends, and they'll buy things, too, if they need it. But, like, that's stupid nice. That is so nice.
Yeah, completely unnecessary nice. And they are that nice. And I bought a belt from them last year. Mm-hmm. I think it was last year. And I've used that in a ton of my cosplays now, too. Like, I wear it for my pirate guy. I wear it for my Ash pirate. I wear it for my Star Wars guy. Like, I know there's one, my assassin, my Dark Brotherhood Assassin. That's four different cosplays that I wear that with.
Yeah.
And it's nice because, yeah, you get all the pockets and, you know, you get, it's one of the things about cosplay is a lot of times you don't have the ability to carry around all this stuff, even though when you're at the con, you're getting handed like tons of trinkets and business cards and stickers, and you got a lot of stuff that you got to carry around. And having a piece that you can use so versatile is invaluable. Like, their stuff is worth every penny that you pay for it.
Yeah. And like, I'm hard on my gear, and it has not fallen apart at all. Like, I treat none of my clothes with respect. Like, everything I own is falling apart, has holes, worn, loved, essentially. Like, especially my shoes. Don't even get me started. But like, their belt still fits me, still sits great, no holes in it, no issues. Like, they just have a really great product. And I don't think a lot of people, like, they have a huge audience, but like, it's not widely known yet. And I feel like if you're ever going by, or if you visit their website, like, maybe consider buying yourself one. Not just because I was given a free one, but because like, we're big fans of them. They're really nice people. They've never once been like, yeah, get out. You know, like, you bought a bunch of stuff, now get out. Like, they're very nice. They always reach out. They're so kind.
Well, I think this is one of those pieces that people don't understand really how high quality it's actually made. Like, it doesn't just look good, and it's not even that like all the snaps fit together and they got like nice little rings and stuff for aesthetic, but like every ring on the belt, the owner can tell you this ring is designed to support this much weight. This one is designed to support this much weight. So it's like he's got 20-pound rings and 50-pound rings and 80-pound rings, and they're on different belts in different spots designed to hold that much weight. And they've been rated and tested for that. So it's like to you, it looks cool, like a little steampunky thing with rings and stuff. But to them, they're like, no, that's not just aesthetic. It's designed to hold stuff. And I can tell you exactly how much it's designed to hold and why. You know, like that's a lot of dedication to your product,
Like, they
you
really
know?
care. You know, they really care about their product. They care about their community and their business, and they're so nice. And that just like we were already having an amazing day, and then like they literally just like, I just on top of everything made it just even more spectacular. And it was so refreshing. This was like entirely, like, even if we bought our tickets and we didn't get stuff for free, this was like the breath of fresh air I was like gasping for. Like, I've been feeling so bogged down, bogged. I've been feeling kind of like on the edge of crashing out and like spiraling. Like, my new emoji that I've been using a lot is like the emoji with like the swirly
The
eyes
dizzy
and the
eyes.
crookedy mouth, because like, it's been a lot. And I'm so grateful for all of the a lot. But man, did I just need a day to be like in the dirt, in the sun, listening to my favorite bands, drinking, doing the drinking song, and just, you know, it's just,
I
it was
think
so good.
having the day be as good as it was yesterday made the task of the 2-hour drive to get out of the parking lot tolerable. I have never had to take 2 hours to get out of a Ren Faire parking
I was
lot. Like,
just about to get to that.
unless you're leaving the Hollywood Bowl, it should not take that long to get out of anywhere. That was ridiculous.
So for context, because we got to build up to that. So it's really great. Day was great. We go to get in the car and leave. And because of the timing that we got in, we were like the furthest point away from the exit, which is like over here. We were like off camera, far away. And what was happening is that one fair was about 30 minutes to close. So people that were all standing inside the fair waiting to see Alice in Wonderland or whatever, like, they're all in there enjoying it. We're parked over there trying to get out, but everybody along the way is letting everyone else go in front of them. So we were at a standstill, maybe moved up 3 car lengths for about like an hour and 15 minutes, just sitting in the car. And then by the time it was about like almost 2 hours-ish is once we finally were able to like move and get out of there. So if anyone at the Ren Faire is listening to this that has any control over parking, there's got to be another exit on the other side, because that was insane.
Well, and I think part of it too is that, as you had mentioned, when we were walking out, is that when you get there, there's a security guard at every turn, at every there's people guiding you into park, and they keep the line moving pretty good. When you're leaving, there's nobody there. It's just a free-for-all for every idiot in their car to just push their way to try to get out, you
And they've
know?
all been drinking all day. They've all been like out in the dirt. Their kids are probably crying in the back. So it's like they're not even being idiots. They're just trying to like I'm feeling this way right now. I'm frustrated, so I'm gonna get us out of here. When it's like, okay, but we're all frustrated. We're all a little drunk. We're all, you know what I mean? Obviously not drinking and driving. We did not. But it's like, I get it. I get it. It's everyone's trying to get out. Everyone feels entitled. And so we, luckily, I had an audition, so we were like working on my lines in the car ride back. But yeah, that was like the only thing that was a bit of a hiccup, but I'm not
Yeah.
even mad.
I had to stop and like critically think if there was anything about yesterday that was not enjoyable. And it took me a second. And then I was like, oh yeah, that part did suck. But
Yeah, that was like the only thing.
not really all enough to be bad, you know?
Yeah, I have zero notes, no
No
notes.
notes. It was a good day.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of all I really have to say about yesterday and the fair. Like, it was just such a delightful day. But you should consider joining us on Patreon because we're gonna take it a step further and give you some of our hot tips on how to get into the fair successfully, what our favorite shows are, what are some things to do if you've never been to the Irwindale Pleasure Fair, and just like have a very successful day like we have in the past. Obviously, we can't guarantee someone's gonna give you free clothes or free food, but we can give you some other tips that'll make it extremely successful. So please come join us on Patreon. Link is in the description down below and on the bottom of the screen. Be sure to follow Adam Williams Astro on his Instagram, on IMDb. Where else? Anywhere
That's
else?
fine. Those two
Yeah.
are good. Yeah.
Follow the Disastro.
Disaster skit channel.
Yeah, follow
Yeah.
Skit Channel. We work very hard on that. We
Yeah.
have a good Poxy Boggard Merry Wives skit that's up that they all approve.
Good, good.
There is one boggart who was a little bit like, I don't know if I should be offended. And I was like, nah, you're not offended, right? Right.
Righty.
Ooh. So yeah, be sure to come join us on Patreon. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to share with your friends. Share this episode with somebody who likes Ren Faire. I know you all know somebody who likes Ren Faire. Let us know in the comment section down below what Ren Faire have you been to? Or just, DM me on Instagram and be like, I've been to this fair. Let's talk about it. So stay DeLulu, everybody, because it's the Salulu. And what DeLulu character do you feel like you are?
I'm always the cat. You know this. I'm always the cat because kitty, cat. It
So you're scared?
doesn't matter what face he's making. I'm just the cat. I
Hmm.
won't be a kitty.
Okay.
That's it.
That's not really the game,
I
but
know.
okay.
I know. If we say this every time.
I feel like I'm the bear because I'm just in awe of everything we've been through from the fair. It
Oh.
was very fun. It was so fun.
Nice.
Aww. All right, everybody. We will see you in the next episode. Stay DeLulu because it's a Lulu. Bye.